"And what is that?" she asked impatiently, pointing to the mountain of sugar. "The wedding cake, Mrs. Angus," he said. The girl marched to that article, removed it with some clatter, and put it back in the shop window. She then returned, and putting her elegant elbows on the table, regarded the young man not unfavourably, but with considerable exasperation. "You don't give me any time to think," she said. "I'm not such a fool," he answered. "That's my Christian humility." She was still looking at him, but she had grown considerably graver behind the smile. "Mr. Angus," she said steadily, "before there is a minute more of this nonsense, I must tell you something about myself as shortly as I can." "Delighted," replied Angus gravely. "You might tell me something about myself too, while you're about it." "Oh, do hold your tongue and listen," she said. "It's nothing that I'm ashamed of, and it isn't even anything that I'm specially sorry about. But what would you say if there was something that is no business of mine, and yet is my nightmare?" "In that case," said the man seriously, "I should suggest that you bring back that cake." "Well, you should listen to the story first," said Laura persistently. "To begin with, I must tell you that my father owned the inn called the Red Fish at Ludbury, and I used to serve people in the bar. I've often wondered," he said, "why there was a kind of a Christian air about this one confectioner's shop." Ludbury is a sleepy, grassy little hole in the eastern counties, and the